She is Kaylee Libby. She is the sixth-year coach at Hananiga Volleyball. Kayla's getting ready. The Nick Tan volleyball season opens tomorrow night. Her Hananiga Indians, along with probably Boylan and Belvedere North, I would say, are the big favorites this year. And so I want to get a chance to catch up with Kaylee and how the team's looking for this year. So first of all, Kaylee, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So as I said, how ready are you guys for tomorrow night? You open up against Belvedere at home. How's the team looking right now?
We're looking good. This year, everything kind of went a little faster than normal. For the first year ever, the Nick 10 Conference, everyone is playing everyone twice. So we kind of started a week earlier. So everything's a little rushed, but the kids are ready, they're excited, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Do you like that change? Is that better than what it was before? They only played, 16 games versus the 18 games?
We used to play 16, so we'll play 18 this year. I think it kind of helps balance the conference out because, kind of makes things a little bit equal and a little bit more fair at the end of the season when we're looking at overall records and things like that. So I think it's going to be good for the conference.
Last year was a great conference race. It came down to the wire. I think it's done the last couple of years now. You guys fell late to Guilford, and that kind of knocked you out of the chance at a conference title. But then you came back and you beat North in the regionals, so you kind of redeemed yourself a little bit in the postseason. Run me just really quickly through a little bit about last year's season.
Like you said, it was a really tight race in the Nick 10. Belvedere North, Guilford, us. It was every match counted, and it seems like every year we kind of run into each other in the regionals. We kind of get a third round to battle out against each other. But I'm guessing this year will kind of be the same way. Guilford's pretty strong this year. Belvedere North's pretty strong. So should be another tight race, I'm guessing.
Talk about your team now this year. In your questionnaire, I sent a questionnaire to all the coaches, and you said under team strengths that you had depth at all positions and eight returning starters. I mean, that's nice to step into for a season to come into and have, especially when you look at what Belvedere North is bringing back and some of the other teams as well. So you also had some strong upperclassmen leadership, you said. Talk a little bit about the depth and leadership on your team.
I've got five seniors all returned from last year. I also, last season, had moved up two sophomores and a freshman. That kind of helps with a little bit more experience. I've actually got more people on the team this year that are returners than are new faces, so that's always good to kind of help build the program a little bit. I've got a really good freshman and sophomore class, so that kind of helped bring some talent. I was able to move up some of the younger ages and try to help continue the tradition of Hananiga volleyball. But like I said, my seniors and juniors, they kind of know what the expectations are out on the court, and they're kind of helping mold those guys. So yeah, I think we're going to be all right.
Who are some of the key players, some of the top players, and give some names and their positions?
I've got four really good middles, and that's kind of going to be a constant battle all year long. That would be Sarah Steinmetz, Amy Jones, Emma Schroeder. I got some really good setters. I've got Anna Tapia, Kelsey Himes. I've also got a couple kids that are kind of multi-position kids. I've got a setter that can also be a passer. She was a passer in club. A couple of my middles can also be right sides. A couple of my right sides can be outsides. So I've got a lot of movement there that I've got some flexibility within lineups that I can work with. So I'm kind of excited to see how that's going to turn out.
Talk a little bit about the conference race now. When I surveyed everybody, I mentioned before that basically it was you or Belvedere North that was listed by most coaches as one or two. I asked them to pick the top four teams in the conference. Talk a little bit about the conference race, who you're most concerned about, and I know you'd be politically correct and say they're all tough, but I want, if you could step out of that for a second. But who are you most concerned about, and is there any surprise teams maybe that we don't know about?
I know Belvedere North is going to be super strong. We participated in a summer league this summer, and Belvedere North was in that summer league. And, of course, they're returning a lot of, they have a really good senior class. They've got a really good outside hitter and a really good setter. So that will be a little deadly combination for them. So obviously Belvedere North is going to be a tough competition. Guilford, as always, I know they have some good younger talent with some size. So they're usually pretty heavy on the pin. So Guilford will probably be tough. We played Harlem in summer league, and they've got a pretty good middle game. So I think that will kind of be the race for right now. But who knows? And it's Nick 10, so honestly,
right,
anything can kind of happen. I seem to be surprised from here. So
historically, is the summer league a still a pretty good gauge, or is that really not a true gauge of what's going to happen come fall?
I think most of the coaches try to just give equal playing time, try out some kids in some new positions, kind of give everybody a shot to see what they have. So I don't always gauge it as a true estimate. For example, like we had two teams, Belvedere North had two teams, and I think they were like evenly divided up. So I don't know if it was a true test of what they have, but it was just nice to see a little bit of what we got to work with.
Also on your survey, you mentioned one of the things you said among your strengths, or one of the things that you guys do, is you play a tough non-conference schedule. I'm sure it's that kind of that iron sharpens iron theory of preparing your team. give us examples of some of the better teams that you'll be playing this year.
Well, outside of conference, we have one conference game, and that would be Rockford Lutheran. But our heavy non-conference schedule comes from the tournaments that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the A6 preview tournament, which is at Mother Macaulay High School. And there's teams at that tournament that are usually down at the state tournament every year. I mean, we're lucky to leave that tournament, 3-2 every year. So it's really tough competition. So I really like that tournament. That gives the kids a lot of, it opens their eyes a little bit to some pretty competitive volleyball. And it's an overnight tournament too. So the kids kind of like that. We can stay in there and have a little bit of team bonding time together. And then the other tournament that we do is at Mother Macaulay, or not Mother Macaulay, it's at Autumn Fest, which is at Glenbard East High School. And that's, I think there's 24 teams in that. And that's also a tournament that those same teams that are, going deep in the postseason and repeatedly finding themselves at the state tournament are in that tournament. So it's a pretty cool experience for the girls.
When are you the one that talks to Steve Kofoy, the athletic director? Are you one says, I want tough teams, I want tough tournaments, and you get us in? Or how does that work in terms of the scheduling and who makes the decisions of who you play what type of talent you get to go against?
For the tournaments, it's actually a pretty cool thing. The A6 preview tournament at Mother Macaulay is an invite only, and I'm not sure how long Hananiga has been in it. With this tournament, if you finish last place at this tournament, they actually kick you out of the tournament.
Oh, wow.
So there's always a new opening every year. Yeah, a little bit of pressure there. So I'm not sure how long the tradition has gone on that Hananiga has been a part of this. I think it's back into the 90s that they've been a part of this tournament, or even further back. And Autumn Fest, I mean, these are two tournaments that have been on the schedule since I've been coaching at Hananiga, and I would have no desire of getting out of them because I think it's probably a pretty long waiting list to get in, so we're pretty lucky to have the opportunity to already be in those tournaments.
Talking more about this year, like you said, those type of teams, they'll get you ready for the regular season, but also kind of get you ready for the postseason. You get to see some talent outside there, and like you said, they get the girls exposed to what it takes to go deep. Now, you guys did pretty well last year. You made the sectional semifinals. You lost to St. Mm-hmm. Charles North, and that's the team that made it to the state semifinals. So you weren't that far off from going deep. What do you think? How far can this team go this year?
This is a very unique team. I've never coached a team like this before. We've had about a week of practice, and just they surprise me every day at practice. So just with their composure, their ball control that they have, just where they are right now in the season. I don't have a lot of teams that are this far along, so it's kind of nice to see. And I just feel like they're, like I said, pretty composed out on the court. And I see a lot of good chemistry amongst the kids, which is always hard to, find right away. Actually, yesterday we did a little team bonding trip. We went up to Lake Geneva and went to Covenant Harbor, which is a little a retreat type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They do a bunch of activities on the ground, team building based. The instructor takes them through a bunch of challenging tasks, and the girls have to complete it with different modifications. And then in the afternoon, they actually do a high ropes and low ropes course. So that was pretty cool to see the girls interact off the court a little bit. I think that will help add to the chemistry that I'm already seeing on the court. So hopefully come Tuesday, once we have our first match, things are a well-oiled machine to start at least.
you mentioned the fact that they've kind of come together, you said, and that could be a combination of things of experience, senior leadership, whatever it may be. One thing, and we brought this up last week, we talked with Amanda Carlson last week as well, is the fact that it seems like, well, first of all, it doesn't seem like it's a fact, that there's so many more high-quality volleyball players coming out of the Rockford area, going to Division I college and all that stuff. There's so much more. And I think, like what you're saying here, that these kids are more mature and more ready to go at a younger age. Kind of give me a little thoughts, and I know you're involved with Club Fusion as well, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, the club teams around here. But talk a little bit about how volleyball has developed in this area and what you've seen over your years as a both as a player and as a coach in terms of how the game has changed and how much more prepared these girls are at a younger age.
Yeah, I completely agree that, you know, the kids are coming to us with so much more knowledge of the game, such a stronger skill set. So I think the kids, especially in the Rockford area, are getting involved in volleyball at a younger age and staying with it and wanting to compete at, like, an elite level. So I think that the club game has helped tremendously. I mean, the high school season flies by, it seems like, and it seems like you get, you know, one practice to prepare for the next opponent. And so it's always kind of hard to, you know, within this last week, to develop all those necessary skills. So it's nice to have the kids come to you with a pretty good skill set that they can gain in the off season. So it's definitely grown in the Rockford area. I mean, since I've been coaching at Hononega, I've seen a definite incline in the volleyball.